From KCBW Good News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Residents and business owners in the area surrounding Salt Lake City's North Temple Street continue to endure heavy construction as the thoroughfare is upgraded, not only to accommodate a new tracks line to the airport, but bike lanes and pedestrian improvements. Now a University of Utah study will look at just how much these long-awaited upgrades make the neighborhood healthier. U of U environmental psychologist Barbara Brown is the principal investigator for the Moving Across Places study, or MAPS. I asked her about the first phase of the study for which the university is recruiting through the fall.
Well, in the first phase, we just want to ask people how they feel about their neighborhoods, what they think the construction projects along North Temple are going to do with their neighborhoods, and what their current travel and activity patterns are.
And then what's the overall goal of the study once everything is done? What do you think you'll be able to learn?
Well, we hope to go back to the same people in a year, do the same kind of study, and see if the construction and the improvements they're putting in on North Temple alters people's activity and travel patterns in a way that might support long-term health.
And there's a very interesting part of the study involving devices that people who participate actually will wear as they move around, both in the first phase and then a year later. Tell me about how that works.
Well, it's a very high-tech study. We have people wear what we call an accelerometer or motion meter around their waist. It can be worn under clothes. It's not really obvious. And that is like a pedometer on steroids. It measures acceleration of activity. And we have people couple that with a GPS unit that measures where they travel. And at the end of the week, if the technology all works, we can show people on a laptop computer how their places they travel and how intensively they travel knit together and can actually create Google Maps of where they've been.
So talk about the pool of participants you'd kind of like to see be able to participate in this study. I would imagine that you're looking for people from different walks of life.
Yes, we've had people from college students to grandmothers, from veterans to people who've lived in the neighborhood for a really long time to fairly young newcomers. So we're hoping for a wide cross-section of individuals. We do have some eligibility criteria. So we're only looking at those who are 18 or older, who speak English or Spanish, who are not pregnant, who intend to stay in the neighborhood for a year, and who could walk a few blocks if they needed to. But we're not looking for heavy-duty exercisers, just the ordinary average cross-section of the entire neighborhood. We are having a hard time getting to those people who live really close to North Temple because a lot of those condos and apartments are locked. And so normally what we do is we send out letters inviting you into the study, and then we send our terrific group of research assistants door-to-door to get volunteers. And we can't do that in the locked units. So for those people, we'd really like you to step forward and volunteer and contact us.
If it turns out that all this construction does improve residents' lives, how will you be able to measure that? Is it simply them being able to walk and bike more versus riding in their car, or what is it exactly?
Well, the accelerometer will measure whether people get more of the healthy activity that the CDC recommends for us on a daily basis. And the surveys that we give will assess whether people feel more closely connected to their neighborhoods, if they like their neighborhoods more. And these are all good indicators of long-term health.